dictation for Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, August 1st, 45, address as a letter to Dr. Tarumaraja, T-H-A-R-U-M-A-R-A-J-A-H, 772-6784. Dear Dr. Tarumaraja, follow up for Mrs. Lewis. Chronic kidney disease, bipolar disorder with exposure to lithium. Last visit in September. Lithium discontinued December 14. She's being instructed for any flare-up of hypomania to increase Vistaril from 50 to 100 for a few days. She has noticed two brief episodes, nothing major. All the review system is normal. No hospital admission, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, no evidence of polyuria, no claudication symptom, discolor of the toes, there is edema stable up to the mid leg, bilateral, no chest pain palpitation, no syncope, no dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, review system negative. Next paragraph. Takes no blood pressure medications. A number of psychiatry medications include Zoloft, Lamictal, Vistaril, Seroquel. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 134/82, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine 1.3. Present GFR close to 40, stage 3. Sodium, potassium, normal, mild metabolic acidosis, 22. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal PTH. Albumin in the urine not elevated. Ferritin low, 54, but saturation normal, 25. Malanemia, 10.9, with a normal white blood cell platelets, MCV of 97. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3. Next number, prolonged lithium exposure, probably lithium toxicity discontinued. Next number, bipolar disorder. Next number, no evidence of diabetes insipidus or polyuria or sodium abnormalities. Next number, anemia, relative iron deficiency, denies external bleeding. Next paragraph, all other chemistry is stable, no symptoms of uremia encephalopathy, no evidence of valine overload pericarditis. Chemistry is in a regular basis, come back in 6 months.